The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud. Today's show is being recorded in front of a live studio audience at CatalystCon East in Washington, D.C. And my guest is the infamous sex toy reviewer and blogger, Epiphora, of heyepiphora.com. CatalystCon is an amazing sex-positive event that you do not want to miss. The next one is September 11th to the 14th, 2014, in Los Angeles. Go to catalystcon.com for more information. And when you register, use coupon code Tristan for $10 off your registration. Epiphora says she has a very discerning vagina. For 6 years, she has been testing sex toys and writing about them on the internet. Her popular blog, Hey Epiphora, is filled to the brim with relentlessly honest sex toy reviews, matter-of-fact masturbation journals, industry critiques, and sex blogging tips. She's been featured on Slate, interviewed in XBiz Premier magazine, and quoted in my very own book, The Secrets of Great G-Spot Orgasms and Female Ejaculation. She was also recently named Kinkley's number one sex blogging superhero of 2013. When not smashing out paragraphs for her blog, she can be found inhaling coffee and working on the floor at a local sex toy boutique. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Epiphora.
Hello, thank you so much.
First, we need to begin. If anyone's ever read your blog, it's so miraculously open and brave and honest. Have you always been this comfortable with your body, with your sexuality, with even just masturbation? Who raised you? Sex positive wolves?
Definitely. Well, those are three different things, I would say, because body, definitely I've struggled with body image. I think I still do. I think a lot of people still do forever. But sexuality was something that I sort of became more comfortable with as I, you know, went through my teen years and everything. Masturbation definitely would be the one I was most comfortable with because I was doing that pretty early, but I didn't have sex toys and it was unfortunate. So once I discovered those, that kind of helped a lot. But I actually, nothing really happened to make me sex negative, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't say that I was raised sex positively necessarily, but I wasn't tainted by religion or, you know, school. I mean, the school taught me horrible things. Like I signed the purity card. And
you'd sign the purity card?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They gave them to everyone because, obviously, and it was just a little business card, and everyone's sitting there signing it, so you sign it, and then you put it, I don't know where you put it, somewhere in your, you don't have a wallet. I was going to say wallet, but you don't have a wallet when you're 12.
Right.
That was definitely not useful to me at all, but I I really liked masturbation, and that was something that I valued, and I valued that for a long time. I didn't have actual intercourse for, you know, longer than some people because of just not really wanting to take that step. And so, you know.
But so growing up and masturbating, how did you approach this? Like, were you ever caught masturbating and you had to have a conversation with your parents? Did you ever talk to your friends about masturbating? Like, how, you know, there's so much, I think, shame and silence around masturbation, especially for women.
Yes.
So, but it seems like you're like, oh yeah, so I masturbated and...
Yeah, I don't think I never got the message that it was bad.
Ah.
So that was useful. Maybe it was because the school never even used the word, you know, they just left that one out. And the internet existed. It was like very early internet. So it was still terrifying and you could find really bad information, but you could also find people validating things like that. So I was Googling for sure. And the internet told me that I was okay. So for once,
thank God,
once it did not say that I was dying of cancer.
Yeah.
So that's a relief.
Now you write so openly about your sexuality on the internet. What does your boyfriend, your friends, and your family think about what you do?
Well, my boyfriend actually predates the blog, which makes him sound like a dinosaur, but, we've been dating for 9 years and I've been reviewing for 6. So, it was just kind of a hobby at first. You know, I was just like, there's the site, they have reviews and I like writing and I would like to try more sex toys for free. So, I'm going to do this. And I don't remember the conversation because it must not have been very memorable. It wasn't like he was like, no, I have an opinion. Don't do it. So I did it. And then I kept doing it, snowballed. And he's never been weird about it. Like he's almost detached. Like he doesn't really care about the toys. I'm like, but it's exciting. There's a new thing. It does this thing. And he's like, yeah, it's just a sex toy again. Another one. So,
you've made him jaded.
I have. I know. It's very sad. Yeah. But he's also just a very relaxed dude. You know, he doesn't, he's not bothered. He also kind of doesn't follow the cultural thing that he's supposed to as a guy, and especially with sex toys. So it's kind of hard for me to relate to people when people say, my boyfriend's really threatened by sex toys. What do
I
do?
Which is very, very common.
Yes. And it's very hard because I have no direct experience with this. You know, I say to them, you know, a sex toy can't hold you and watch Walking Dead and all that. And that seems to kind of light bulb for mm-hmm. them. To me, that's an obvious thing.
Yeah,
but, you know.
I say it's an extra set of hands and you don't have to involve like your friends, which might be awkward.
Yeah, yeah. Hands. And it vibrates. People don't vibrate.
It's it's just that simple.
I mean, I remember I took him to one of your workshops and it was probably like an anal sex workshop, not related to sex toys really much. But you had said something about vibrators that I was like, this person who's really important shares my view about this, and therefore I am right, which was just that vibrators do something that no one can do. And some people need that. A lot of people need that.
Right.
So
right.
Let's just accept it and move on.
It's good. It's good. But what about your friends? I mean, do any of your friends kind of like rib you about the fact that you masturbate and then write about it on the internet, like
no.
compulsively? I mean that in the best possible way. I don't mean that in a judgy way.
No, I mean my friends, I have friends that I've had since middle school. And for them, again, it was sort of a gradual, like I'm doing this as a hobby. This is my little blog, silly little blog. And then, you know, the next time I tell them what I'm doing, I kind of stopped making a big deal out of it because I realized that they're not obsessed with sex toys. So telling them like the latest thing from some company does not matter to them at all. They're not, they don't. So, and even telling them something like, I just did a really successful giveaway, or like I wrote this post and everyone's freaking out about it, you know, it just doesn't resonate with them. So I've made some new friends, some blogging friends, and I just kind of freak out to them and we have our moments, which is very nice. I don't have any mean friends. I don't know. I'm sure people are saying things maybe behind my back, but
well, the mean people on the internet, they don't count.
I cut those people off of Facebook a long time ago or just never accepted them, so.
Okay. So you're known for being both very snarky, but also very trustworthy in your reviews of sex toys. And you consider yourself the antidote to what you say plagues a lot of bad sex writing, which is this coy, euphemistic, sugar-coated kind of descriptions of both the toys themselves or the kind of sex you could have with the toys.
That's true, yeah.
Why do you think there are these reviews of sex toys out there that seem so kind of cutesy, but at the same time really unhelpful?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing is people want free stuff. It's free, and they will do anything to get it, including being really, really nice. It's just a very common thing with any kind sort of reviewer on the internet that gets things for free. Not people who go and buy it on Amazon and then they're mad, but people who actually,
right?
Because those people, they're already mad. You know, the shipping was wrong, therefore one star. I love those. But the other thing is that, you know, women are always told to be nice our whole lives. Be nice, say thank you, appreciate what you get because that's all you're getting. And it translates, unfortunately. We see it the same way. It goes so many places in our lives. The other thing I think is lower standards. When people start reviewing, I mean, I was like this too. Your standard is kind of like, does it give me an orgasm? And that is not a good standard if you're going to be doing this long term, because a lot of them do, as long as, you know, if you're more sensitive. So for me, I realized that the orgasms needed to be clarified, perhaps. It needs to be, how about the buildup to the orgasm? Were you wanting to die? Were you like staring into space, thinking about something else? That's bad, you know? Or was it distracting? It was so loud that you couldn't think. Like, I'm, you know, a lot of things I can have an orgasm with, but I still hate them. So that's an important thing to...
That's a distinction.
Yes.
In your world.
Yes, and I think it's an important one if you're going to continue doing it, because otherwise you're going to love everything. Like, everything's a sex toy. That's good. It's, you know, it's made to feel good, of course, but you can't help people buy things by writing stuff like that. That's just kind of, yeah, very excitable about everything.
But is there a censor's voice at all in your head? I mean, are there any points at which you say, wow, this thing I'm thinking is really harsh? Maybe I want to like dial that down before I write it and hit publish.
Yes. And I usually spend a lot of time writing my reviews. I kind of go back to them. I don't really sit down and get them all done in one fell swoop. So I have moments where I write the sentence, I leave, I come back, I open it. And I know that if I laugh when I read it again, I'm keeping it. And if I say, oh, that's still a little much, then I might take it out. Or I'd ask my friends, is this too mean? Except they're not helpful, because when I ask them that, I don't even give them what it is, and they just say no. No, it's fine. I'm sure it's fine. So, you know, not really. I don't censor a lot.
And you don't hold back.
No. I mean, it's kind of important to me. That's the thing. If I did that, then I wouldn't feel like I was doing my job. So...
Well, you're part of this whole new generation of people, I think, who has come up with sex toys which are actually functional, which are actually tested on people, which are made of high-quality materials.
Yeah.
I mean, I think even 10 years ago, someone like you couldn't exist because there was still all this stigma attached to even using sex toys. I mean, part of the way that I think the old school adult novelty people got away with creating such crappy toys is that if you got a crappy toy home and it broke immediately, or it had this foul odor or whatever, you were too embarrassed to buy it in the first place. You're not going to go back and return it.
Yep.
And they counted on that level of shame in some ways to keep making crappy products.
Definitely. Yeah.
And
they,
we don't
convene
like,
on the internet and be like, did you have this too?
Right.
Did it also feel like burning?
But yes, we've all experienced that. But we don't live in that world now. I mean, I think that the standards have changed. And you know, you mentioned this big website, Amazon. It's like people go on Amazon and they're really honest about their, you know, their video camera and their, you know, soup making machine and their whatever you can buy on Amazon, and people want to read reviews and they want to know before they buy it.
And we've learned to be reviewers, I feel like, you know, when we get products and the Amazon prods you, they're like, did you review this thing yet? And I'm like, no, I have other reviews to write that are more important.
But do you think if you weren't reviewing, how would you be like communicating this stuff? Do you think you would convene kind of like a group of friends and you guys would sit down and be like, so what are your favorite sex toys? I mean, did that precede this or did this come first?
This came first. Like I didn't know much about sex toys when I started. I only had a couple. And so I learned as I went, and you can tell if you read the old reviews, it's not pretty. But I keep them up to show people because people think that I was always, you know, at this level of a high standard, and it's not true. I was fine with things for a while until I realized there were better things and there are better choices that you can make with your money. $30 here is different than $30 plus $10 at a different company, perhaps.
So we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And hear from our fantastic sponsors, including, on the subject of sex toys, Good Vibrations, one of the great purveyors of sex toys, both in brick and mortar stores and online. You can go see their incredible selection of top quality products and fantastic customer service, along with lots of sex education at goodvibes.com. Use coupon code Tristan for 15% off your order. Stay with us. We are going to give you sex toy reviews and tips and information like you have never heard before, because we have the expert here, people. So more Sex Out Loud when we return.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423. Or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Hi, I'm Cooper Beckett of LifeOnTheSwingSet.com, and I'm known around these parts as a prostate play aficionado. To that end, I love the Aneros product line, especially my personal favorite, the Vice. These stimulators are incredibly well-crafted from medical-grade silicone and are a great way to build up your level of stimulation until you achieve the ecstasy of prostate orgasm. Happy playing from the swing set.
Enjoy better sex today. Find the entire line of prostate massagers on Aneros.com. You can get 15% off and free shipping on orders over $75 by using the coupon code BETTERSEX.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. Today we are talking with Epifora, one of the most infamous sex toy reviewers and bloggers on the internet today. So listen, you're snarky, you're honest, you make no bones about it, but I imagine that that makes people mad sometimes.
Yes. How did you know?
Well, would you care to dish, I mean, with or without naming names, about a particularly crazy or epic or over-the-top reaction that you've gotten from someone when you reviewed their toy in an honest way and maybe didn't like it?
Yeah, that tends to happen. Not as much as you would think. People do think that I'm constantly getting legal threats, and that is not true, which is good. I'm not that thick-skinned to deal with that. But there have been a few. There was one recently. The most recent one was a cease and desist that I got via email for calling a certain toy a certain mean nickname.
Can you tell us the mean nickname?
That's a distinguishing characteristic.
Okay, so you just called it something mean.
Yeah, and it was a great nickname. I mean, my friends and I came up with it. It was a joke, you know, and I was using it on Twitter to describe the toy. And so they wanted me to stop saying that on Twitter. I was like, wow, I am important. If something I say on Twitter is somehow damaging to your company, even though I never directly said this, like the actual name plus the nickname is the same thing, you know. So that was exciting. Another one that I will always remember, it's kind of like almost adorable in a way. The way that it was, the way the guy was talking to me made it funnier than it's going to perhaps sound when I describe it. But I reviewed a toy called the Split Dildo, and it basically looks like a Y. It's terrifying.
It's like a dildo split down the middle. So it's two dildos, kind of.
Yeah. So yeah, it feels like a lot of dildos. Yeah. and so, yeah, it opens up and you have to like grab it and put it together to shove it inside of you. And then when you pull it out, it feels like it's pulling your insides out.
Wait, and now it sounds like a speculum.
It kind of. But of course, it's supposed to be good. So, and when I saw it, I was like, I'm conquering that. I have to. I have to know what that feels like. And so I did, and I didn't like it. And I described why. And the dude who invented it emailed me and mansplained to me, that it's his toy is not recommended for women with a tight vagina. And it
he
was
He did
actually,
not. Oh, he yeah. did not.
Yeah.
He did not say you had a tight vagina.
He did.
He's never
he
even
dared.
Met you.
He dared to say that. I know. After in my review, I said, like, I tried everything. I tried using bigger toys before I used it, you know, like I worked hard to make sure this review that I actually hated it, and it wasn't just maybe you weren't warmed up that day, you know, and you just were angry because it looks like a Y. But it really wasn't good. He also told me, because the tight vagina thing went back to it was designed for women who have given birth. And I was like, okay, first of all, that's not always like a thing where you draw the line in the sand.
No, not at all. Exactly.
And second of all, maybe if that's something you're going to tell me now, we should have discussed that or I don't know. But it was just such a bullshit line. Like there's no, you're an idiot. And he also told me that I was too young, that I didn't have enough experiences yet. And I was like, buddy, I have put more things inside of me than most women ever will.
In their entire lifetime.
Ever. So, yeah. So that was awesome. And I actually schooled him. I ended up getting an email at the end where he was like, you're right. Sincerely, whatever his name was. And I was
really?
Like, okay. Yeah.
Oh, that.
I think he just did not realize how rude he was being. You know, he just wanted to mansplain to me that my vagina maybe was not the kind of vagina that likes this, because he had had testers supposedly that liked
right.
it.
Right. I mean, first of all, everyone's vagina is different, right? And so everyone's going to like something different. But there is something to be said for the basic mechanics or shape or technology of something that a lot of vaginas would not like a split Y dildo.
Right. You would think that would be obvious and not a company. That's all they make, you know.
Right.
And I think it's still in production. Now there are a couple more that have that same shape and I don't understand it. I think people are like, they've seen all the dildos and they want to do something so different that it's going to stand out. And that certainly stands out, but it doesn't feel good, so.
Right, and innovation for the sake of innovation is just dumb.
Yes, that's one of my pet peeves for sure. I've been noticing a trend.
So I have a kind of a philosophical question for you, which is that do you think you are more snarky or more trustworthy?
I mean, I hope that I'm more trustworthy. That's my aim. the whole point is to be trustworthy so that people will either buy or not buy something based on the review. I don't think that I sacrifice trustworthiness for snarkiness most of the time. There are times when I have exaggerated a little bit, but everyone who writes does that, you know, just for effect. But I certainly have never said, and I think especially in my positive reviews, I just am not really very funny. I'm just like, buy it. It is wonderful. I don't know how else to tell you this, but it's wonderful. So the snarkiness more comes up in the negative reviews, which I already want people to not buy that thing. So I think they're kind of a little bit the same thing in at the end of the day. It's a mixture that matters a lot. Because if I don't know how I would write a trustworthy review without being snarky. Maybe is what I mean.
Okay, so let's get down to it. What is your absolute favorite vibrator and why?
I'm very particular about vibrators. So this is pretty easy. My favorite of the moment and probably for a while is going to be the Lalo Mona 2. Mm-hmm. It's a rechargeable vibrator. It's an insertable. I use it clitorally a lot too, mostly for that actually. It kind of has a bulbous head, but it has a really cool tapered shape to it. And it's just amazing. It's so versatile. And I overlooked it for years because it's been around for years. And then when I got it, I was like, what was I missing? So.
And why do you think you love it so much? I mean, as compared to all these other vibrators that you've ever used.
It has a lot of different speed settings. It definitely starts off really low and it gets pretty powerful too. So instead of having just three set settings, I think that's really important. And it's pretty rumbly. The vibrations are pretty rumbly and deeper. So
explain rumbly.
This is a word that I think that we invented. I mean, we didn't invent the word, but we invented using it to describe the vibrations. It's either buzzy or rumbly. So the buzzy ones are like the really surface level vibrations that can like itch, and they're kind of like more high pitched if you hear them. And the rumblier ones are lower. And they may not feel on the surface quite as strong, but they're vibrating the internal clitoris more. And so I feel like those are more pleasurable at the end of the day.
And so just as a point of like, just locating things, where does the Hitachi magic wand fit in that? I'm serious when I ask that.
That one's, it's really hard to categorize that because...
Is it its own thing?
Kind of, because it's moving back and forth really fast. And I want to say buzzy. I think I would go more on buzzy.
You would?
I mean, because it can make you itch. I didn't like it for years because it was just so strong and it just made me itch. So...
Yeah, I find it way too powerful in
but
most all circumstances.
But I recently discovered it again because I got the new one and now I like it. So strange.
Okay.
I think it was also a shape thing. I didn't used to like it that broad and now I can handle it. So.
And what's your favorite dildo?
That's the hard one. Because I think it's harder for a dildo to fail than it is for a vibrator to fail.
Less things to go
wrong. Not every dildo
wrong.
Is the split dildo. So.
Right.
You know, as long as it doesn't hurt, then you're at least on a good path. But
what about just an insertable, your favorite insertable thing?
Oh, now you're going to throw butt plugs in. Don't do that.
No, I'm not. I didn't say butt plugs.
You were totally throwing butt plugs in.
I was not. I was thinking you were going to go with the Pure Wand.
I would go with. So the Pure Wand is like an old time favorite for sure.
You love the Pure Wand.
I do love the Pure Wand. But there are other things that I like too. The Knob Essence Seduction, which is sort of similar to the Pure Wand. It's a very G-spotty shape. I like it because it's a lot more lightweight than the Pure Wand.
So Pure Wand is made of stainless surgical steel, very, very heavy, smooth, amazing. Knob Essence is a company that's quite unique because they make all of their toys out of wood. And then the wood is, of course, polished and coated with this coating. So there's no splintering, people. Relax about that.
But, I forget to give that
yeah,
disclaimer.
I just want to put that out there. So, but the designs of Knob Essence are quite beautiful and very ergonomic and body friendly.
Yeah, and so that one's really amazing. And then I also really love Vixen Creations dual density material. So that's a silicone dual density, hard on the inside and soft on the outside. And I pretty much have loved everything I've tried in that, which is very unique.
Yeah, the Vic skin is like, it's unlike any other texture. I mean, that's why it's, you know, proprietary material, right?
Yeah.
I still don't understand how they do it. And I've been to the Vixen factory and I'm still like unclear.
They probably put it in a different room.
How they make it feel that way.
Yeah.
But it's a cool feeling.
Yeah. It's really awesome. And people come into the shop and they're like, I don't know about these. And they're like squeezing it. And I'm like, dude, you have no idea. Once you try it, you understand, but for a while you're like, that's $120 for a dildo. You know, it's a lot of money, but they are made to last. So,
well, I'm going to pick your brain a little bit more about toys, but first we're going to take a break and hear from one of my sponsors, which is also a toy company, WeVibe. WeVibe has recently upgraded and made really beautiful the WeVibe 4. They've taken a lot of your feedback into consideration. They've made improvements and you have got to check it out. Go to WeVibe.com to find out more. Coming up next, we're going to the ass. You knew we'd go there, so stay with us.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe. Share the pleasure.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We are talking today live in front of a studio audience at Catalyst Con East with Epiphora, who is an infamous sex toy reviewer and blogger and just, you know, sex geek about town. It looks like we have some questions from our audience.
Hi. So my question is, I know in the sex positivity world, there's a lot of talk about ethical business practices that's been coming up more. So I'm wondering, when you do your reviews of sex toy companies, do you take any of their other business practices, manufacturing practices in consideration when you, you know, sort of give your final recommendation on the product?
Ooh, that is a great question. And that's a good idea, too. I think I should look into that more for sure. I mean, I know certain companies are already in the U.S. and all of that. I know some, like Crave, they make their vibrators in the U.S., which is pretty unique.
Because nearly all vibrators are made in Asia and are made in China. And even some companies which are United States-based companies where all design and distribution takes place in the United States, the actual manufacturing, like in this case, the Enjoy toys, are still is still happening in Asia.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, that I don't know. I have not gone to those places and done that sort of in-depth research. I do take into consideration the way I'm treated by the company via email and like what their website is and how their marketing is. I definitely you know, some people might think that I go too far and not talking about just the toy, but also kind of talking about the company if I feel they're doing something that they should not be doing that's you know, wrong.
Give me an example of that.
This one that I'm working on, and I've been working on it for a while. It's funny because we were talking about the split dildo and it's like the same shape, but it's a vibrator. This company, all I've really written in my review so far is just about their website and how I hate it. Their about page is just, it's so formulaic. It's like, me and my wife were sitting in a cafe one day and we were thinking about sex toys and how the industry is just so filled with horrible, you know, toys of bad materials. And it's like the same story you hear.
Okay, wait, but that was in 19, yeah.
Exactly. 1999. Yeah, no, apparently not.
So we've moved beyond
apparently
that.
Apparently that was last year. I don't know. Because this guy just discovered that there's an industry of sex toys and that maybe he should be contributing something to it, you know? And that's the kind of thing that I just shake my head. I don't know why people use that line. I'm getting really sick of companies acting like they're the first ones to ever do something. There's a new wooden sex toy company that's coming out and they keep using this line that they're not exactly saying that they're the first, but they're kind of trying to say that they're the first to use wood. And I'm like, dude, Knobessence has been around the block and they have stood there and everyone else who's tried to make wooden sex toys has failed. So, I mean, good luck, but just use what you have instead of say, you know, they put down everyone else. Everyone else has been working so hard to get good sex toys out there, good materials. And then they just say, yeah, the industry's the worst.
You have this very sincere protective quality of the industry or of parts of the industry.
In other words, that need to be protected.
No, that you don't want people to make false claims and you don't like people who sort of just show up on the block and say, oh my God, this sex toys suck. We're making a great one. It's sort of like not doing your homework.
Exactly.
Which seems insulting, quite frankly.
Exactly. It's like, we're here. We can see through that. Maybe someone who doesn't know anything about sex toys is going to be wooed and contribute to your Kickstarter, but
it's like
I'm
if
not.
I made like vegan baked goods, I wouldn't like arrive on the scene and go, you know, all vegan baked goods suck, but mine are great.
Right.
It's like, no, that's not where the industry is right now.
Yeah.
It's just not true. I mean, some are bad, but some are really good. So, yeah. Okay, I think we have another question.
Hi, my name is Ron.
Hi.
I'm from DC. Have you reviewed any sex toys that can be inserted both vaginally and anally simultaneously? And can you make any recommendations?
Simultaneously.
So a double penetration toy. This is a great question. No, I know. This is a great question.
There aren't a ton out there that are body safe. So there's that.
So there, you mean there are some sort of jelly
weird
dongs?
Oh, yeah. There have been
dongs.
Jellies. Horrifying jelly things for a really long time, and it'll be pink and it has the regular vaginal part and then the anal part's beads and you can just smell it from the screen. but there, the Lalo Ina, which is actually like a rabbit vibrator for clitoral and vaginal, someone talked me into trying it, turned around. So I did that. That was all right. but I didn't review it that way. And I have the Tantus makes one, the Flex. It's a silicone dildo with an anal bead part. It's really the only one I can think of off the top of my head that's just a silicone, like a dildo, not a vibrating thing. But I haven't tried that one enough. I haven't reviewed it. And then Oh My Bod just came out with one called the Adventure. The anal part doesn't go inside, but it does have a vibrating portion. And that one's pretty cool. I'm actually kind of a fan of it. And I normally don't like rabbit vibrators because it's a rabbit, too. It has the clitoral. It's three. Three things happening at once, all of them vibrating.
Oh, wow. That is a lot. Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds like you've identified an area that we need some sex toy innovation in, which is like a great double penetration toy.
Yes.
I mean, the trick with double penetration toys, of course, is like that not everyone is built the same. And so there has to be some level of flexibility.
Right.
Because if it's two hard things spaced out a certain amount, it's only going to work for some bodies and not all bodies.
And then if it's too flexible, it's falling out of you. And
it's squishy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for that great question, Ron, you're going to win a prize from Sports Sheets. This is something we do, people. If you call into our show when we have a live show, or you sit in the audience at one of our great shows like this one, you win prizes just for asking questions.
So easy.
Ron's going to get his pick of the litter of whatever he wants from Sportsheets. Okay, we've got to go to anal sex. You knew I was going to go there. It's my thing. Let's first talk butt toys. Your favorite butt toy ever?
I feel like I always come up with three when people are like, what's your favorite dildo? What's your favorite, you know, because I want to represent all the different materials.
Okay.
Because they all have different purposes. The Pure Plugs, the NJOY Pure Plugs, the stainless steel ones are really, really awesome. You can use any lube with them and they're really comfortable. The base is just flat and it makes sense with the body. So those are awesome. And I really love the Knob Essence Romp. So that one's wooden.
Yes. And I've showcase that one in a video or two. Yeah. I also am a fan of the Romp.
It's beautiful. It's one of the first toys that I got in the mail and just kind of stared at going, wow, you know, it's so pretty. And the shape just makes so much sense. It was a little scary at first because it does curve and I wasn't sure which way to put it in. But when I figured it out, I really liked it. And it's really lightweight, so very different from the Pure Plugs in terms of that. You're not feeling the weight, you're just feeling the shape. And my favorite silicone one's actually just the Fun Factory Booty. It's small and it's cute, but yeah, it does what it's supposed to do.
Have you reviewed the butt plug named after me?
I haven't reviewed it. I have it in my apartment somewhere.
Have you ever put it in your butt?
I can't.
She hesitates.
I cannot recall if I have.
Okay, this is a travesty.
I know. I'm sorry.
Vixen Creation.
With anal toys, I'm so terrible. I take so long. I forget and...
Okay, then why is that?
Because I have to prepare for it. I can't just be like, oh, right now sounds like a good time. I have to make sure that I am not going to... You know where I'm going with this.
Okay, like, fair enough.
Like, I have to do it in advance. I can't suddenly...
It's not... anal sex is not spontaneous for you.
No.
But if you got something in the mail and you could just... that it was a dildo...
I need to make a note to myself.
But you just rip it open and, like, stick it in your vag? Like, what?
Well, yeah, vaginal balls I can do that with at least.
Okay.
Those are my favorite kinds because, yeah, you can start reviewing them immediately.
So here's what I want to know. If you could get in a room with the CEO of every sex toy manufacturer and you had 5 minutes to dispense really important wisdom to them, what would you say?
Test your toys on actual vaginas.
And asses.
I feel like they do that, but the vaginas that they use, sounds weird, like there's vaginas lined up, but they're not discerning. They are people who are friends of friends, you know, people who are volunteers who have maybe tried a few sex toys. And so they are like me. They're like everyone when they start out reviewing. They're like, orgasm happened. I love it. It's great. Change nothing. So get people like me to try it and tell you something privately before you fuck it up.
Out in the marketplace.
Out in the world. And then also, we kind of already talked about this, but the marketing, just stop acting like you've created something so new. And you don't have to rely on new technology. You don't have to create something with a stupid name that has a TM at the end. That's not necessary. You don't have to say the world's first, because I guarantee you it's not the world's first. There's a new one that's the third level orgasm. Have you seen that one?
No, I don't even think I've had a third level orgasm.
Yeah,
what
apparently
is that?
We've all been doing it wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, we're all down here and this toy will put you up here. So I don't know. I've gotten like 10 tweets of people being like, have you heard about this? And the reason is they come out with this press release or whatever, and all the media picks it up because they get excited about some weird new thing that's promising something we've never heard of. And then everyone hears about it. And so that's how you get press, but it's not going to be how you get people off, because I've seen it and it looks like a horrifying animal. It has like arms and a head. I don't think it has eyes. Like,
she's making a funny thing. You can't see listeners, but she's making a funny, weird, like,
if you Google
like
third level orgasm, unfortunately, it will be right there.
Okay.
And people have tried to get me to review it, and I tried to contact the company. They don't seem that interested. It's a UK company. But I have seen a few reviews and they have not been pleasant for that one, because stop promising that. If you don't promise something crazy and you just say, this will get you off and it will do it well and it will be a nice experience, then that's all I want. I just want it to work. And that's why I like toys like the Mona. It just works. It doesn't have any special thing going on. It just vibrates. But the shape makes sense. The controls make sense. You know,
it's made of body safe
materials. It's made of body safe materials. Exactly.
Okay.
Oh, and stop using euphemisms like C-spot.
The C-spot.
Because is everything has to be a spot.
The cunt, or is the C-spot the clitoris? Or is it the cervix?
The clitoris, because they would never use the word cunt.
Of course. I'm sorry. What was I thinking?
They can't even say the word clitoris. So.
They can't even say the word clitoris because they're abbreviating it by saying the C-spot.
Right.
Okay. We're going to take a break. But you know what goes great with sex toys and sex toy conversation? Astroglide. Astroglide has this new formula in their line called Sensitive Skin Gel. It's everything I love about the original gel, which I really love for anal, but it's not made with any potentially irritating ingredients. So there's no parabens, there's no glycerin, and it's got botanicals like aloe vera, chamomile, and vitamin E. Go to astroglide.com to find out more. Stay with us. We are not done taking down the sex toy industry with Epifora. More when we return.
Enhance pleasure for you and the ones you love to love with Astroglide personal lubricants. Astroglide provides that extra oomph in creating a better and more exciting sexual experience. Astroglide's wide product range allows you to pick and choose based on personal preferences. All the products are also latex condom compatible, allowing for safer sex practices. Astroglide values the benefits of a fun and healthy sex life as part of a happier lifestyle, and so should you. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com and get your sex life to blast off today.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We have spent the entire episode talking about sex toys, and we're not done yet because we've got one of the most well-respected sex bloggers and sex toy reviewers right here in front of me, in front of a live studio audience. Welcome, Epifora.
Thank you.
Hi, we're back.
I've been having so much fun. Let's do this forever.
Let's do this forever. Okay.
5-hour show.
I quizzed you about butt plugs, but now I want to talk about anal sex because you seem
you
to not
had enough.
You seem to not want to talk about it. And so immediately that's where I go.
Right.
Where do you come down on anal sex?
I come down on the side that I haven't made the effort yet. It is, I know.
The effort, what? No, I don't know. I don't know. You have to be more explicit.
Well, I know that there's, you know, from you, I know that there's a lot of buildup involved. And like all the anal toys I've used haven't been super big. And I also haven't gotten used to like movement in my butt. So I feel like I need to go there before I start trying to do it with a person. But I just am so, my vagina's so busy. You know?
That's a good point.
There's things that have to go in there first.
Okay. Okay, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Okay.
Unless you want me to do a review of anal sex, the act.
No, no. But I mean, there are, when you use butt toys, you like them.
I do, but it's not something where it's, I don't know. It's something I wear around the house, you know, to while I'm writing or something. It doesn't, I am not always like, I need to go jack off now after I've worn this. So it's not, I don't know.
Okay. So it's not like super orgasmic for you.
No. I mean, it's, they're fun. More fun. Yeah.
More fun than, okay. Okay. So you also happen to work at a very well-known woman-owned and run progressive sex shop. And I'm wondering what the differences are between giving advice to people about sex on the internet versus doing it face to face.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely, I'm definitely very straightforward with people, and it's all, they are always surprised by that in the shop. Someone said to me the other day, "You say the word vulva like so easily."
It just rolls off
just
the
rolls
tongue.
Off the tongue. Walked right into that. So that is all the same, you know, the way that I'm able to talk about stuff, but I'm a lot more articulate online, I feel like. I've always been writing. Writing is my medium. I can change it. I can go back. I can rewind. Even if I wrote something 5 years ago, I can go back and rewind. But speaking, you have one chance to not sound like a moron. It's kind of terrifying, but if you know what you're talking about, it helps. Other than that, I am not really supposed to have much of an opinion about any of the toys. So that's quite difficult.
So you can't assert if someone says which one is better.
Right.
You don't necessarily assert yourself.
No, and the sentence cannot begin with I. It needs to begin with some people like this.
Because blank.
Because this. Right. So you can, I can sort of like insert it slowly, you know, somehow, but not by not kind of explicitly saying that, you know, like if someone's looking at the Lalo case,
you can certainly say,
I certainly walk over to the Mona and kind of point it out to them.
Gaze at her lovingly.
Yes. I do sell a lot of them. So I think people can see the sparkle in my eye when I start talking about that toy.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about porn because you also do porn reviews now and then. You are still explicitly brutal and honest, even about my own porn movies. And, you know, full disclosure.
I know. I thought you weren't going to be my friend anymore.
I know. You've worked for me. I actually pay you to do things and you still trash my movies on the internet.
I don't
know what that's about, but you have very particular tastes.
I do.
So what do you like? What do you hate? Who are your favorite performers? Tell me.
Well, I really like close-ups. I know you and I have that in common. I know. Seriously.
We just high-fived.
Because so many people don't like that, and it's hard for me to, like a lot of porn that is sold in the shop, for instance, is kind of softer, and I can't get into it. I really like good lighting, too. That's one of my, if it's bad lighting, I really can't watch it anymore. So not necessarily like really bright, but I love like the natural light if it's coming through the window. I was watching Courtney Trouble's Trans Girls, and there's this really amazing scene where it's like red tinted, and that's just really cool. Like it just looked really pretty. So that like can sell it for me. Like lighting and close-ups, if you have those two things and the people aren't annoying, I will like it.
Okay.
Well, it's true. I mean, of course, I have opinions about performers and stuff, but
and tell me those. Share
well,
some.
I really like Kimberly Kane. She's amazing. I love her labia. I know that's weird, but I love her labia. If you've seen her labia, you would understand. I love Tori Black, and I love Sasha Grey, but it's sad. Like I watch her now, and I'm like, you're gone. This is old. I don't know. It's sad. I wish she was still doing stuff.
Oh, okay. And what about guys?
And guys, oh, and I wanted to mention Sin Sage because she is great. If you want to see someone just going to town on another person with a vulva, get Sin Sage to do it. I like James Dean. I am one of those. I like Danny Wilde, but I'm going to miss him a lot. Shawn Michaels is great. And I actually like Evan Stone, which when I first saw him, I definitely didn't. You know, he's a lot older than me and kind of is not my type normally, but his enthusiasm really sold me on him.
Okay, so here's the thing about Evan Stone that you have to realize. I had the same situation, which is that when I came into the porn industry, universally, when I would ask people who they wanted to work with, Evan Stone was always on their list. Like Evan Stone, I've said this before, is the Kevin Bacon of porn in that everyone's connected to him in some way and he's universally loved. So when I first began directing and stuff, Evan Stone had that long hair, which is just, for me,
very Fabio.
It's just aesthetically not my thing. And so immediately I'm like, I don't know, the long hair, blah, blah, blah. Then he cut his hair for a role. I don't know if you know this story. But
I did see that it was cut, yes, but I didn't know why.
He cut his hair to play the lead in Star Trek, the porn parody. Oh. Which is just, it's commitment above and beyond. but more than that, because now it's sort of mid-length. I mean, it's been different lengths. The thing is, Evan Stone on your set is like pure fucking heaven.
Right.
He gets there and the whole mood is elevated. He is just a wonderful, funny, charismatic, congenial guy. He loves his job. He loves women. He loves sex. And he's like always going to do something hysterically funny that's going to like bring the house down and the crew is going to be talking about it for like months afterwards. He's that guy.
Yeah. In every behind the scenes, if he's in the movie, he's just like, no one else exists. Just let's watch this dude in the corner doing this thing to himself and maybe a couple people who are watching. And he's also really acrobatic. Like the positions that he is able to do are, wow. I'm like, I did not know people did that.
Yeah, no,
he does.
Yeah, well, he's a professional, an athlete, very like professional. Like many. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me about something new you're working on. Is there anything you can like tease us with or things to look forward to on your website?
I just started doing consulting, like as a thing that I am telling people I'm doing. You know, I've kind of done it for people before, but now I've made a page for it and I already have some people I'm working with. I'm consulting for anyone really. I can talk to bloggers or I can talk to sex toy manufacturers or shops even. So bloggers, I can help, you know, figure out how to set up their website, how to write a better review. If they're having problems with something on their site, I can troubleshoot it.
Which you've done for me. I just want to plug that too. Yeah.
I do know things about computers. So I'm using that. And I also can do prototype testing. That's what I really would like to do more of, to try and help before the thing is in production and cannot be changed at that point. So that's exciting. And consulting for shops if they want some help on selection or usability of their website. Something like that. So I'm really excited to work with more people for that.
Well, that's great. Thanks so much for spending the entire hour with us. It was fun.
You are very welcome. Anytime.
So as you must know by now, because you heard, Epifora tests sex toys and writes about them at her website, heyepifora.com, heyepifora.com. Follow her on Twitter, at Epifora. All of these links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. You can always find me at puckerup.com and on Twitter, at Tristan Taramino. If you missed any part of the show or want to hear it again, you can listen on demand or download the MP3 by going to voiceamerica.com and searching for Sex Out Loud. You can also subscribe to it as a podcast on iTunes. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern for another edition of Sex Out Loud. Until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on facebook.com/asktristan, on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio, and in your own life. Take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts.
And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.